Today marks 1 year since the beginning of one of the biggest nonviolent protest movements in India's history. It's been led by some of the country's poorest workers, farmers. They've been protesting the deregulation of crop sales. For a year, they've held tractor rallies, built protest camps, and blocked highways. And as NPR's Lauren Freyer reports from New Delhi, it worked.
A sugarcane farmer in a bright green turban chants a prayer song at a giant protest camp erected in the middle of a Delhi highway. Over the past year, Ram Kumar Pagdiwale has built a little shrine here, with jars of water from the Ganges River, soil from his farm, and an oil lamp that holds special meaning. It's a lamp his ancestors first lit in 1947, he explains, during India's struggle for independence. It brought success back then, too, he says. And now, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has capitulated to these farmers. He's taking back the three controversial laws they've spent a year agitating against. Finally, you've admitted your mistakes, sings a poet who's camped out with these farmers all year. Another person who's joined the farmers' movement is the famous social activist Medha Patkar. She compares this to Gandhi's movement.
This is a great victory of the non-violent people's struggle following the path shown by Mahatma Gandhiji.
Gandhi was struggling against a colonial power. These farmers have been struggling against a powerful government that passed free market agriculture reforms without consulting them.
Across the world, the democratic governance is collapsing, yet we have a ray of hope.
But while farmers call this their victory, there's one way in which it could actually benefit their foe, Modi.
Well, this is entirely electoral.
Economist Jayati Ghosh says elections are coming early next year in the key states of Uttar Pradesh and Punjab. Modi wants farmer votes there.
He wants to wipe away the very bitter memory that farmers have of his own words. He called them professional agitators. All kinds of abuse was thrown their way. So he wants to make everyone forget this before the elections.
Ram Kumar, the sugarcane farmer, isn't sure whether it'll work. He's from Uttar Pradesh. He voted for Modi's party once in the past. But he says he's undecided now. Farmers are also undecided about whether to stay in these protest camps or go home. They're holding assemblies this weekend to make plans. Meanwhile, after a year, this camp looks more like a city that would be difficult to pack up. There are cafeterias, hundreds of tents, thousands of cots.
This is a water tank and there's a man doing laundry. Hello. Are you washing your clothes?
Some farmers want to stay longer. One of them is Pardeep Huda. He says they have more demands. They want the government to enshrine into law minimum prices for their crops. Why back down now after such a victory, he asks. Plus,
I will miss all these friends because it's a 1 year long. Now these are my families. This is the best year of my life. It really educated me how to fight, how to live.
This past year of protests has been a learning experience for him, he says, and for Prime Minister Modi, too. Lauren Freyer, NPR News, at the Ghazipur protest camp on the edge of New Delhi.